This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the final segment of Alex Jones hosting your day. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Tom Papert is in studio. He heads up National File, which does a superlative job. And then we've got Owen Schroyer in the War Room coming up. I meant to get to all your calls. I got to like 10 of them. But tomorrow, I'm going to really work, try to take 20, 30 calls and actually, you know, take calls for at least 2 hours. So look for that. But, man, it's very easy to look at crime statistics and to watch black people being racist and to get into the whole race thing. But it's still a minority of black folks that are doing that. But if they're able to trigger a race war, it's going to be a lot of that going on. And then it's a very real thing. If you're a white person being attacked by black racists or a black person being attacked by white racists, it's a very, very real thing. But they didn't call it racist until about 100 years ago. They called it tribalism, like Crips and Bloods, people killing each other over what color their shirt is. Is it red or is it blue? And humans are designed during crisis, during mob rule, to kind of go under that type of system. We have to transcend that. We have to be rational. As Larry Pinkney said, we must reason together. You say, well, reason's been thrown by the wayside. Okay, then I might as well just quit the show and go join David Rockefeller. He's dead now, but his foundation. Because, I mean, I could probably still go join him. But see, I'm not trying to show off for you. I have a spiritual relationship. And that's I don't want to call it sexual, but we are the bride of Christ. You notice all the stuff on TV is like Satan having sex with us. That's a kind of a primitive view of it, but I mean, yeah, I am taken. So see, I'm not trying to impress Bill Gates. I'm not trying to impress George Soros. I'm not trying to impress Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or any of those pedophiles. I'm minute to minute, millisecond to millisecond, spiritually connected, and I know what the big chief likes. And the big chief likes goodness and strength and honor and the opposite of cowardice. You know, it's been said a million times, it's true. Cliches are cliches because they're true. God hates cowards. And God loves children, drunks in the United States of America, as von Bismarck said. So, in the final equation, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing it for me. And that's why when you call in and say, oh, you're so great, you're so wonderful, you think I'm going to join Satan so I can live 30, 40 years and be worshipped by it? We must reject Hollywood. We must reject the media. We must reject the world. It's a joke. It's not even a facsimile of what God has. And I'll tell you, lately I prayed to God for comfort. I've said it on air. I've done it because I've been in a lot of pain. Man, I never said prayers for myself. I always said prayers for other people, or I always said prayers. Oh, my God. God has so delivered. I like go to sleep now, and it's like plugging in to Valhalla. And it's just crazy. I never said prayers for myself. I started doing it just because I've been so stressed out, and God has delivered so much. That quiet place, the Most High. I mean, man, once you see this, I mean, I already knew this. I already understood it. But I could intellectually understand it. I have now experienced it. And the weird thing is, the creator of the universe, you're a little intimidated by it. You know, you don't want to ask for stuff. At least everybody else asked for stuff. My secret wasn't ever asked for stuff. But I finally have asked for things. And my goodness, have I not received. So I'm just all praise to God. And all you Satanists want to make fun of that and attack it. It's because you're scared of it. You don't have it. I wish you had it. I have no pleasure knowing that as you go into the infinity, as you go into eternity, as you go into the great abyss and the great Valhalla and the great whatever it is you're creating for yourself, that you didn't join with us. I mean, wow, you are losers. I have seen the other side. I have seen the gates of heaven. I have seen Valhalla. I have seen the living water. The living water. My God, it's incredible. I mean, it is infinity, past infinity. It is absolution. It is completion. It is ethereal. It is merging with the mind of God. It is the most beautiful thing you could imagine and then some. I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we need business.
Maxine Waters, along with major CNN hosts and others, are calling for violence and calling for dead white people.
And you know what the answer is? You really do. You don't like it. I don't like it. It scares me. Shootings? Gun laws? Access to weapons? Oh, yeah, I know when they'll change. Your kids start getting killed? White people's kids start getting killed? Smoking that doobie that's actually legal probably in your state now, but they don't know what it was, and then the kid runs and it pop, 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 pop. Cop was justified. Why'd you run? Oh, he had a baseball game tonight. Huh. The white kid, oh, big family, that house over there. Those start piling up. What is going on with these police? Huh. What? Maybe we shouldn't even have police. That kind of mania, that kind of madness, that'll be you. That'll be the majority. Because it's your people.
And then Maxine Waters just came out and said from Minnesota that you need to be more controversial. You need to occupy the streets. You need to be aggressive.
We've got to not only stay in the streets, but we've got to fight for justice.
She's the same one that said go and confront Republicans, get in their faces.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And then she's the same person that says everybody should be charged with terrorism that entered the Capitol, most of them peacefully.
If this had been Black Lives Matter, you know, acting in the way that the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the white supremacists had stormed our Capitol, what do you think would have happened? Or do you think, you know, in essence, they would have gotten away with it? And, you know, I got the kind of responses where, you know, everyone was saying, of course, we know they said it in so many ways. Blood would be all over the place. They would be killed. They would be shot.
This is so hypocritical. It's total fraud. We decry all of this offensive violence. But we have multinational corporations that are dividing and conquering this country right now. And they want to distract us from destroying our borders, from destroying our dollar, from selling us out to China, from the slave camps that Apple runs in China. And that's why all the big corporations have given $10.6 billion the last year to Black Lives Matter to make that the huge issue. And within hours of Maxine Waters calling for violence, the National Guard and police just got shot at in Minnesota and were almost killed. This is a designed civil war they're trying to trigger, and we've got to stop it. To watch Cuomo say this, to watch Maxine Waters say this, while they activate the CIA illegally, domestically against Trump supporters because a few hundred people went to the Capitol and a few hundred people might have gotten a fist fight with the cops. Now, all of us are guilty while they've burned down cities, police stations all across the country last summer, and now we're heating up to do it again to hold the cities hostage until local governments, this is the key, turn control of their police departments over to George Soros, who already has most of the DAs, who already has most of the blue city mayors, who already has many of the state's attorney generals, who will then prosecute police officers who make a mistake or who are outnumbered and get attacked, to then bully them to politically align with the left, and then they'll be totally protected. When the police attack viciously folks for lockdowns, liberals love it. When the police shoot a white person wrongly, the media loves it, because it's simple, divide and conquer. This is the takeover.
The Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert. I will be taking over for this final hour. You know, you just saw a really important, really thorough report from Alex Jones, which is, of course, available at band.video. Make sure to share that link. But things have only gotten more bizarre, more insane in the hours since Derek Chauvin was convicted of course, all three counts, even though they seem mutually exclusive at first glance, of that he was charged with in the case of George Floyd's death. But that's not enough. We've already seen it from multiple left-wing rioters and protesters on the streets of Minneapolis. They went out and said they're still not happy. And none of them are happy. Nobody involved in this. Maxine Waters still doesn't think this is long enough. Of course, the same exact day, a police officer in Columbus, Ohio, ended what would have been a horrific knife fight between children by employing lethal force against one of the people who was wielding a knife. And that provoked more rioting. But even in Minneapolis, the cop's life is ruined. He may or may not have a strong appeal, depending on how much faith you have in the criminal justice system. But the Biden regime is not letting Minneapolis off that easily. The Biden DOJ is now investigating whether Minneapolis police are racist. It's up at nationalfile.com. I'm sure it's up soon at InfoWarsandNewsWars.com. This is Merrick Garland, Biden's gun grabber, top gun grabber in the country. He's been fantasizing about gutting the Second Amendment since the year 2000. Merrick Garland also said that Antifa and Black Lives Matter, their riots are not terrorism because, and you can't make this up, they happen at night. You see, January 6th, that happened during the day as the government was in the middle of their job. But if it happens at night, according to Merrick Garland, like what we see in Seattle and in Portland, where they're attacking a poor courthouse, that courthouse has been under siege for like 2 years now. Well, that happens at night, so it's not interfering with the daily business of the federal government, and therefore it's not terrorism. Well, now Merrick Garland also said, by the way, that he's going to do everything he can to make sure that liberal journalists are treated with respect. That's our attorney general now. If you thought Jeff Sessions was bad, if you thought Bill Barr was bad, this guy somehow makes them look good. But this is what he said earlier today. Yesterday's verdict in the state criminal trial does not address potentially systemic policing issues in Minneapolis. The Justice Department has opened a civil investigation to determine whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of unconstitutional or unlawful policing. So already you can see, you know, there were a lot of conservatives out there. Greg Gutfeld at Fox News, not that I think he was trying to be funny, wasn't funny at all as far as I'm concerned, but he came out right and said, well, I don't think he was guilty. I don't think he deserves to go to prison, but I'm glad because now at least we won't have riots. How naive to think that this is really it, that it's over now, that it's done because Chauvin goes to jail. As Nancy Pelosi said, George Floyd gave his life in the name of justice. But no, it's never going to be done. And Alex Jones has talked about this here on this very broadcast all the time. It's paying the pirate. That jury paid the pirate. Now the pirate, the riot mobs, now they know that all they have to do is go out and riot and pillage and burn and loot and murder and rape and do everything else you can imagine. Look at what happened on the streets of Seattle during Chaz. Now they know all you have to go out there, all you have to do is go out and raise hell and you get whatever you want. And Merrick Garland, the top attorney in the country, the Department of Justice, the Biden regime, Joe Biden himself, they will come out and they will work for your cause. So there you have it. Now they're going to be investigated. It will be staffed by experienced attorneys and other personnel from the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division and the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Minnesota. The new civil investigation is separate from any charges, any conviction against Derek Chauvin. So it's not going to end. They're going to keep doing this. They're going to keep pushing. They're going to keep stoking the flames of racial hatred in this country, which is really the most disgusting thing. This country has no racial problem except the fact that you have people like Maxine Waters, people like Joe Biden, people like Al Sharpton who go and stoke this, a mainstream media who go and stoke this. You just saw an hour plus with Larry Pinkney, a former Black Panther, one of the real Black Panthers, come on the Alex Jones Show to discuss how we all should be working together, how we are all brothers. But that's the message that they don't want you to have. That's the message that the globalists hate. Meanwhile, we now know that the Postal Service is spying on Americans. I thought they used the NSA. Apparently now they have the Postal Service. And I think this is good news. The McCloskeys are coming back in the year 2021 with the husband. McCloskeys, of course, the people who kept the Black Lives Matter riot mob from their house armed with guns. Now, the husband may be running for Senate. We'll be right back. You're watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, filling in for the balance of this hour. And you know, even despite the left already saying that justice, so-called justice, is not enough and we want retribution in the case of Derek Chauvin, you have the president, supposed, the resident of the White House, the president of the United States, Joe Biden, this feeble old man, going out and delivering his lines. You have Kamala Harris, his extremely unpopular number two. Kamala Harris, who is meeting with foreign leaders, talking to them on the phone, and then meeting with them at the White House, because I guess Biden doesn't want to. Breathing a sigh of relief. Let's go see what our highest elected officials in the land think of this miscarriage of justice after Maxine Waters intimidated the jury, after Joe Biden said he hopes they convict, after all of the insanity. Let's go see what Joe Biden thinks of the verdict now that, according to BLM, justice has been served. Let's go to clip number two.
Today, a jury in Minnesota found former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin guilty on all counts in the murder of George Floyd last May. It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see the systemic racism the vice president just referred to.
You know, it's really pathetic. That's enough of feeble, old, dying Joe Biden. He just looks sad. First of all, if we could just put that image back on screen, no audio, but it looks like a hostage situation. Every time I see this, you have Kamala Harris with her black mask on with angry eyes, and then you have Joe Biden out in front. It looks, every time I see this, I swear this is a hostage situation. This is from a bad made-for-TV movie set in the early 2000s. This has to be, no, this is the president and the vice president of the United States. That's what they tell me anyway. But there it is. It ripped the blinders off. Now America can see, the world can see how racist and disgusting and deplorable this country really is. That's the president of the United States. Remember when Trump, love him or hate him, think he's a traitor, think he's still a good president, think he has a lot of potential. He was always a cheerleader. He always wanted America to succeed. He always wanted to give people the benefit of the doubt. Well, not Joe Biden. The blinders have been ripped off. And by the way, I wonder how much of what he was saying was ripped off, frankly, from the Chinese. We all know Joe is a serial plagiarist. He lied about his college education. He stole another man's identity. Right? He stole language from his campaign ads and then did it in a speech when he was running for president in the 80s. Joe Biden is a serial plagiarist. And I think that everything he was saying in that little lecture to the American people came straight out of the Chinese government's mouth. Because remember, when they came to the United States and they met the Biden regime, they did nothing. They sat up there for 10 minutes and said, America has nothing to say to us. America is less than us in every single way because they have this horrible problem. They have racism. They have sexism. They have black people being treated unjustly. That's China lecturing us.
And rather than rebuking this, Joe Biden leans directly into it. Well, let's see what Kamala Harris said. Kamala Harris, with the most unpopular Democrat pretty much and that ran in 2020. I mean, I think Marianne Williamson, the crazy crystal lady, got more votes than she did. And she cackles. My God, I swear, the more power this woman gets, the more she looks and sounds like Hillary Clinton. Let's go to clip number four and watch Kamala offer a sigh of relief and a cackle.
First, I want to thank the jury for their service, and I want to thank Mr. Floyd's family for your steadfastness. Today, we feel a sigh of relief. Still, it cannot take away the pain. A measure of justice isn't the same as equal justice. This verdict brings us a step closer, and the fact is, we still have work to do. We still must reform the system. Last summer, together with Senator Cory Booker and Representative Karen Bass, I introduced the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act.
And we all know what Kamala was really doing last summer. We all know what she was really doing a year ago. She was bailing rioters out of jail. You remember that? The bail fund that she set up with the squad members. That's what Kamala Harris is really interested in. Getting violent alleged offenders out of jail early. And she admits it. She says this is not enough. We need more. And now Jen Psaki, the press secretary, is offering the new line of propaganda from the regime, from the White House, saying that this new shooting in Columbus, Ohio, is an example of racism. It's all an example of racism. Do we have that clip ready, by the way, crew? Let's go ahead and cut to Jen Psaki lecturing the American people.
Go ahead.
Hi, Ben. Taylor Poplars with Spectrum News. Three quick questions. I'll make them quick. First, has the president been briefed on 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant being shot and killed by police in Columbus, Ohio yesterday? It happened moments before the show verdict came out.
Yes. I said to you yes, and let me just say, since you gave me the opportunity, the killing of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child. We're thinking of her friends and family and the communities that are hurting and grieving her loss. We know that police violence disproportionately impacts black and Latino people and communities, and that black women and girls, like black men and boys, experience higher rates of police violence. We also know that there are particular vulnerabilities that children in foster care like Micaiah face. And her death came, as you noted, just as America was hopeful of a step forward after the traumatic and exhausting trial of Derek Chauvin and the verdict that was reached. So our focus is on working to address systemic racism and implicit bias head on, and of course to passing laws and legislation that will put much needed reforms into place at police departments around the country.
And nobody dares to ask this witch or any of these lunatics, what reform would stop this? I mean, I'm sure if you've been watching The Alex Jones Show, if you've been watching American Journal with Harrison Smith, you've seen this video by now. We don't need to air it and make people watch it again, but it is a fight. It is a full-on brawl between at least four people, from what I can see, in which punches are being thrown. People are kicking each other in the head. Somebody pulls out a knife, a very long and menacing-looking knife, and makes a direct stabbing motion toward another person. This cop, when he gets there, he has no idea if these people are minors. He has no idea if they've got guns. He sees a knife. He has no idea if they're just horsing around. But when somebody is getting ready to gut somebody with a knife, it certainly doesn't look like horsing around. And so he discharged his weapon, apparently to subdue this person before they could commit a horrific crime. And then, of course, we have a national file. You can see this knife on the ground. Like, this is not a little pocket knife. This thing could do some damage, especially to somebody's gut. I mean, it looks like she's going straight for the stomach. It's absolutely insane. So what would Jen Psaki have them do different? Well, there's no answer to that. I mean, I'm no law enforcement professional, but, you know, I put myself in this situation. You show up, you get to this house, you hear there's a fight. The property owner is asking you to please resolve this fight. What on earth do you do differently? What happens in their mind? Should the officer, maybe this is the solution, just let the person get stabbed and then call an ambulance? Well, then, of course, the officer would be a monster for not preventing this poor, poor child from getting stabbed. And, of course, they'll make it a massive race thing. We will know the name of this officer by the end of the week. And this sends a message to police officers. Resign, quit, and make way for the left-wing Stasi that's going to take your place. We'll be right back.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A modern day warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Welcome back.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for the rest of this hour. I want to offer a quick reminder to take advantage of the massive deals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Only Alex Jones, the only person I know, I talked to all kinds of people, they have online stores. None of them as good as InfoWarsStore.com, and none of them do what Alex does, where he gets something back in stock for the first time in months, and it immediately goes on sale. So check it out. Knockout, which is my favorite sleep support. When I have to be up early to catch a plane and come down to Austin, I make sure to take some Knockout the night before, and I'll probably be taking some when I get back to Wichita later this week. All t-shirts still on sale, $17.76. Winter Sun, 40% off. It's great for those of us who spend all day inside working in an office environment who don't get the chance to go outside. Hey, maybe you've got riots outside your window. You don't feel comfortable taking a walk through the sun. At least get some of those vitamins and minerals with Winter Sun Vitamin D supplement. You can also get Rocket Rest and many other great options. Vitamin Mineral Fusion still on sale, $39.95. Pure Turmeric Extract, the Wake Up T-shirt, Alpha Power, just back in stock. As far as I know, it's been out of stock for months now. Back in stock, already on sale, 40% off. Snag it for $42. These are supplements that make your life better. They help you live a healthier life. They help you live a more complete life. And, of course, when you buy from InfoWarsStore.com, you allow Alex Jones to keep sitting in this chair. You allow this massive crew, this giant research bunker that exists here in Austin, Texas, to continue to grow, to continue to thrive, to continue to fight the globalists, and slowly but surely win the information war. But it only happens when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. So we've been talking about the new fixation. We've gone from George Floyd, Minneapolis, all the way over to Columbus, Ohio. This article's up at InfoWars.com. Leftists falsely claim police shooting of Ohio teen was in response to a knife fight. Leftists are now claiming the police shooting of 16-year-old black girl in Columbus, Ohio was unjustified because the girl was merely involved in a knife fight, despite footage showing she only had a knife as she tried to stab two victims. And if that's not the most insane part of this, I mean, this stabbing, it's not a knife fight. First of all, what is a knife fight? Is it like lightsabers? No. No, this woman, people were getting kicked in the face, people were getting shoved. Everybody's seen this, the screen capture where the woman is getting ready to knife this poor other girl. Children! These are children knifing each other. The police were called because there was a violent fight on the property and the property owner couldn't solve it. The article goes on, as we highlighted earlier, Black Lives Matter supporters initially lied, claiming Makia Bryant was an unarmed victim who called the police for help. In reality, it was one of her victims who called 911, and body cam footage subsequently showed Bryant using a kitchen knife, very sharp kitchen knife, to stab at two other girls while a man helped her by kicking one of the girls in the head while she was down. Now leftists are absurdly asserting police shouldn't have intervened in a knife fight. Bree Newsom, a BLM activist, described the fight as a fight involving knives. The last thing kids need is cops showing up during their routine knife fights and intervening. Kathy Griffin also claimed the police shouldn't have gotten involved because a group of teenagers were having a fight. A black teenage girl named Makia Bryant was killed because a police officer immediately decided to shoot her multiple times in order to break up a knife fight. You know, I have to ask the viewers, and I know that this audience is very much on the side of logic and reason and sanity and God, but if this was your daughter, either of these people, you see your daughter lunging at another person with a knife, or worse, you see somebody lunging at your daughter with a knife, would you not want a police officer to step in and stop this at any cost? You know, a taser, from my understanding, is generally used to keep something from getting violent. You use it to subdue the suspect. But when the suspect is getting ready to go after somebody with a knife, there's some people a taser won't even slow down. You've all seen the videos. And so that's going to be the left's new argument. The knife fights are just a normal part of growing up in the United States of America. You have knife fights. I have knife fights. We all had a couple of knife fights growing up. Come on. And if a police officer wants to end a knife fight, well, that cop is a racist,
hates black people. They should rot in jail. The crew is too good at this, by the way. They should rot in jail. TV viewers can see My First Knife Fight, a children's book that I remember growing up. I don't know about you. But that's the new narrative. There is nothing in this country. There is nothing sacred. Now, soon, you're not even going to be allowed to walk down the street because you could be subject to a knife fight. And if the police show up and in the knife fight, then you are automatically the bad person. And by the way, 16, I mean, I'm sorry this happened. I wish that this girl didn't have to die. But I think at 16, if you are going to if you are making lunging actions with a knife, you know damn well how that's going to end. You have an adult brain to know that actions have consequences. Here's a fascinating article coming out of the establishment media, though. So we have Black Lives Matter allowed to roam in the streets, allowed to do whatever they want. They credited the rioting. They said that we never would have gotten this verdict if not for the rioting. And we're going to keep on rioting until systemic racism is ended across the police of the world. And we're just going to get rid of the police. And they don't know what they want. They just know that rioting works. And so like a toddler who you reward, you give the toddler what they want when they cry and throw a fit inside the toy store. You go ahead and buy them the toy. Well, anytime they want another toy, they're just going to start crying and rioting and throwing Molotov cocktails at police. Well, now, before we do that, let's go listen to Joe Biden talking to the rest of us, saying what your life is going to be like. Remember, Black Lives Matter, they've all got new TVs and, you know, they burned down Nike. They're living the high life. The American people, though, well, you're not doing a very good job social distancing, and you better start to get in line if you want to celebrate July 4th, Buster. Let's go to this clip of Joe Biden.
On our progress and race to the finish line here. But let me close with this. Back on March 11th, I outlined a vision of what America could look like by the 4th of July. An America that was much closer to a normal life that we left behind more than a year ago. We remain on track for that goal. In the weeks since then, more than 120 million shots have been given since I announced the July 4th proposal. More of our kids are back in school, and after a long and painful year, more grandparents are able to hug their grandkids again. It's great progress. But if we let up now and stop being vigilant, this virus will erase the progress we've already achieved. The sacrifices we made, the lives that have been put on hold, the loved ones who've been taken.
That's right. Wear that mask.
Time.
The progress that we have achieved. First of all, what are the disparity? What do they get this guy on? You saw him in a clip earlier, just a few moments ago here on the broadcast, talking about how great it is that the Chauvin is going to die in prison in all likelihood. And he sounded lucid. They must have got him on some good uppers. He must have taken his brain force. But then that last clip, he can't speak. But he wants you to know that you had to keep wearing that mask. You've got to keep doing everything that the God, the King, the prophet of the science, Anthony Fauci, says. If he says three masks, you wear three masks. If he says face shield, you wear a face shield. You do whatever he says. Otherwise, no 4th of July for you. And he stutters and he slurs and his words are mush. He looks like he's about to fall asleep. I swear, whatever they're using to keep this guy awake, it must only work in extremely small amounts. Meanwhile, we've got Bill Gates. We'll talk about this more on the other side. Bill Gates is set to address 40 heads of state at a climate summit. Bill Gates, the world's most powerful doctor. And meanwhile, you have Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, he's going to go to the Vatican and talk with the Pope about how to end coronavirus, which is really fascinating because you have Fauci, who is really the prophet of the science, this new religion created by the left over the past year. It's called the science. And Fauci is its prophet. And so Fauci, as the top authority of the science, is going to go meet with Pope Francis, the top authority of the church. So it's very fascinating. I love these inter-religious meetings. You know, it's a lot like when the Pope goes to the temple in Iraq and prays to ancient gods of baby murder. We'll be right back. You're watching The Alex Show.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert filling in for the balance of this segment. Make sure to share these links. War Room is coming up next. Make sure to go to band.video. Share these links. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWar. So, yes, it's happening. The most fascinating meeting of the minds. All these geniuses in the same room. The Vatican to host Fauci, Chelsea Clinton, and vaccine company CEOs.
Vatican is this is up at nationalfile.com. The Vatican is co-hosting a health conference in May that will showcase speeches by Bill and Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, vaccine guru Dr. Anthony Fauci, guru Deepak Chopra, and the Pfizer and Moderna chief executive officers who are, of course, mass-producing vaccines for the public. The Pope is, of course, fresh off going and praying and leading an interfaith, supposedly religious experience at the ancient pagan temple of Ur. That is, of course, a speech that there were no Jews allowed. They didn't mention Jesus once. So basically, the Pope went to go court the Muslims. Very, very strange stuff. And if that's not strange enough, merging Catholicism with the science, the cult of the science, now Bill Gates is set to address 40 heads of state at a climate summit. In other words, he's going to give them orders. He's going to tell them how high Klaus Schwab wants them to jump. The world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates, is to be given a platform this week to address 40 heads of state at a climate summit hosted by Joe Biden, according to Reuters. Stories up at Infowars.com. And by the way, I thought that was fake. I mean, we all know there's articles out there, you know, meet the most powerful doctor, Bill Gates. But then it turns out if you go to Google, this is how corrupt our big tech insane asylum that we're all forced to live in is. If you go to Google and you type in who is the world's most powerful doctor, it literally will tell you Bill Gates, a man without a medical degree, a man who didn't graduate college, a man who released viruses so you had to buy his antivirus software, a man who now is the single largest non-governmental contributor to the World Health Organization, the most powerful doctor. Gates, also a renowned climate expert because he is selling a book about it, will be the keynote speaker at the virtual summit, which begins Thursday and will be attended by French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Boris the Disappointment Johnson. Gates will reportedly talk about innovation in clean energy and industries that have yet to be created. He's going to predict the future for us, which I guess he's very good at. I remember a few months ago he said, well, wait until the next pandemic. The next one will really get their attention. Basically a veiled threat that if we don't wear a mask, if we don't lock down, if we don't throw ourselves on the sword of the science, so Democrats and globalists and communists and horrible individuals and horrible groups can take power, then they're going to come back at us. They're going to give us something worse. The announcement comes as Democrats have reintroduced their revamped Green New Deal, which seeks to plow hundreds of billions of dollars into so-called green initiatives in an effort to transition to a 100% carbon-free economy, as well as meeting 100% of the power demand from zero-emission energy sources like wind and solar, which, as you might remember, worked out great here in the state of Texas earlier this year when the turbines were frozen and the solar panels were frozen. And the traditional power plants, coal and natural energy, natural gas, well, you see, COVID made it so they couldn't go do their inspections. They just had a Zoom call instead of an inspection. And so it all froze over. So that's the Green New Deal. And by the way, the real, as we all know, nobody is after China to join and step up and do more than the bare minimum when it comes to the Paris Climate Accords. Nobody is after India to really participate. You see, India and China are declared by the globalist oligarchs to be a developing country. And so it doesn't matter that China pollutes more than pretty much all of Europe combined. It doesn't matter that India pollutes the ocean so badly that Japan has had international issues with them because that just all the filth goes out into the sea and winds up landing in Japan. Never mind the fact that, by the way, Japan had a nuclear energy problem where we felt the repercussions in California. No. India and China, considered developing countries, they can pollute all they want. But here in the United States, where we actually care about the environment, like President Trump said, clean air and water. Who doesn't want clean air and water? But here in America, we have to hold ourselves to a higher standard, give China the competitive edge, and force ourselves into a new economic dark age in the name of going green. And how's this for a story? The Postal Service is running a covert operations program that monitors American social media posts. Is this one of those crazy Alex Jones, Tom Papert, National File, InfoWars articles? No, this is from the mainstream press, news.yahoo.com. The law enforcement arm of the U.S. Postal Service... Remember, they have such a thing. I swear, the Postal Service, they figured out how to make them into something that they're just really not after the 2020 election when they had to militarize them, has been quietly running a program that tracks and collects American social media posts, including those about planned protests, according to a document obtained by Yahoo News. The details of the surveillance effort, known as ICOP, or Internet Covert Operations Program, have not previously been made public. The work involves having analysts trawl through social media sites to look for what the document claims as inflammatory postings and then sharing that information across government agencies. Articles, of course, up, as you can see, at InfoWars.com. The Postal Service. Your vote may not arrive, or it may be 5 days later, or maybe 2 days later. They might just throw it out if they think it's a Trump vote. Your letter may not arrive on time because, you know, COVID makes it very difficult to get these things done effectively. But if you made a post about how George Floyd was arrested for, or was in the process of being arrested for a counterfeit 20, well, that's inflammatory. And the next time the letter carrier comes to bring you the mail, well, you may just have a situation on your hands. You may be arrested by the Postal Service. Isn't that who arrested Steve Bannon? Wasn't it a post office guy got on a boat and came and arrested Bannon on a yacht? That's the Postal Service under the globalist empire known as the United States. Analysts with the United States Postal Service Internet Covert Operations Program monitor significant activities regarding planned protests occurring internationally and domestically on March 20th, 2021, says a March 16th government bulletin. And by the way, how many of these fake stories have you gotten? We've had White People Matter protests that don't even exist, that don't never even happened, but somehow the media writes it up. The media was utterly convinced there were going to be massive protests on, what was it, March 1st or March 4th in D.C. Nobody ever goes to these things. They're to the point now where all they have to do is just lie and say there's going to be another insurrection, and then people become convinced and neurotic and deathly afraid because the media told them to be. And that's the end of that. So make sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to take advantage of these big deals. The War Room is coming up next, but take the next few minutes. Go buy a few copies of Endgame, the big documentary that predicted virtually everything we're currently living under. Get an InfoWars flag for only $13. Get a bumper sticker. Get all of the t-shirts available at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of them on sale. I'm just now seeing the daily deal is the Wake Up t-shirt, which you can now get as low as $9.95. 5 cents. Amazing deals right now at InfoWars.com. It's the restocked and reloaded special, so you can get restocked and reloaded. And many of these products are just now back in stock and may not be back for a long time when they sell out because, of course, the supply chain is collapsing right now at Joe Biden's persistence and insistence, and we do not know when we will be able to get these products back. Coming up next is Owen Schroyer live at the War Room studio right here. Owen, tell us what's up.
Well, you were just touching on the story that's going to lead today. Not just is it the U.S. Postal Service that's spying on American citizens. If we're going to be completely honest about this, this is the federal government targeting and persecuting Trump supporters specifically. And I believe the reason why that March 20th date was significant in these government documents, because that was when the fake news was saying we were going to have, what was that, our third insurrection, they said. Right. It was like the next planned insurrection of Trump supporters. Of course, that was all made up. That then coined the term BlueAnon, where you had liberal media just making things up out of a whole cloth that Trump supporters were organizing. No, never had anything to do with that. So it's really incredible. And this is why we see people getting arrested that were there on January 6th. The FBI doing all of this work to try to identify these people, putting out their photos on the internet, harassing grandmas, harassing pregnant single mothers and all of this stuff. This is the targeted persecution of Trump supporters by the federal government, Tom.
Wow, big, big news coming up next on The War Room. And, oh, and of course, it's always a new government agency doing this. We got wise to the FBI, and we got wise to the NSA. We get wise to all these three-letter agencies. So what do? They find a four-letter agency, the United States Postal Service, enlisted to spy on you, a supporter of President Donald Trump. Owen Schroyer, up next. Don't forget to watch The War Room.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Again.